Canamble race today. The Canamble Cannonball is the feature event on the program there. Race number 7. Shane Montgomery's been through the form for us at Canamble on this soft 6. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Good morning, all.
First leg of the Quartier Fillies and Mares class, one over 1,300 metres. Scratchings from this race are 1, 6, 8, 15, 16 and 18. Miss Efficiency, 480 is the favourite. Head of Star Dream of 5, Tenango at $5.50, along with Diamonds Are Good.
9 Jezelix handed in a pleasing effort last start at Gunnedah, Brendan, produced over 1,400. Having a first run on the track today, and I thought the race was within her reach. 3 Tenango's been kept fresh. She found the line strongly to score over 1,100 last start at Wellington. She's ready to handle the trip. 2 Miss Efficiency and 10 Star Dreamer, I thought, were definite other chances. 9, 3, 2, 10.
$12 chance at the moment. Jellix in race number 5. Race number 6 is a class 3 over 1,100. Scratchings here are 6, 7, 8 and 10. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Fox Spirit, $3.40. Tell's Tales at $4.20. 7.50 Boom Queen and Scout, $8.
Telltale's number 11, I'm hoping Brendan can be the bet of the day. Won very easily last start at Wellington. She was produced over this trip at Dubbo with Jake Procy Holmes in the saddle. The race rated highly for the class. Jake's retained the ride, and I think Telltale's will enjoy a dream run here. Main danger might be number 1, Scout. Struck too much trouble at Gunnedah 2 starts ago. Then on the same track at a picnic meeting, one last start. The claim for Jacob Golden today. Will obviously be a claim, a plus, I beg your pardon, and then 3 Fox Spirit and 5 Alaskan Aura were the next two, 11, 1, 3, 5.
Canamble Cannonball's race 7 over 1,100 metres. In the feature, scratchings are 2, 6, 7 and 13. Boulder Mile number 4 is the favourite, 270. Classy Rebel, 440. Attila, $4.60. Beacon, 650, 750. The Bald Eagle.
Yeah, good betting race, obviously, with this much price money involved in that region of the state. 11 Classy Rebel was responsible for a dominant effort last start at Gulgong, was produced after a very quick backup. It's a quick backup again. Couldn't see why Classy Rebel wouldn't hold the form. 5 Attila's only been produced here once, scored with authority over the trip on the day. There was much to like about the Gunnedah effort over 1,000 last start. 1 of Magic's Ariz only beat 1 home last start at Canterbury, but the effort was much better than it reads on paper. 3 Beacon was heavily back first up last start at Gunnedah, but the lack of race fitness took its toll late. Obviously race fitter. 11, 5, 1, 3, but it doesn't end there.
90 seconds out, first Healesville final event from Canamble. Race 8 is a 58 over 1,600 metres. 8 and 16 are out. Fenimali at $4.20. Talud Factor, $4.80. AJ's Ace at 6, along with Ollivander.
AJ's Ace number 3 presents in search of a hat trick after Maury wins second and third up. She was given a stable change before she began a current campaign. I think she can further progress today. 2 Fanmalia, 11 Ollivander and 1 Toulon Factor, I thought, were the next three. 3, 2, 10, 1.
Best Valley Quartier playing for Canamble, please, Shane.
Yes, the value, Brendan, race 5, number 9, Jezelix. The best, race 6, 11, Tell Tales. Next best, race 7, number 11, Classy Rebel. Quaddy numbers 2, 3, 9, 10, 1, 3, 5, 11 in the second leg. It's not a misprint. 1, 3, 5, 11 again in the third leg, and 1, 2, 3, 10 in the last.
Best of luck today, Shane.
Thanks, Brendan. Bye-bye.